Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're well. And if not, I got you. At least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill, and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. And it is so good to be starting us again in the new year after getting married, after my leave. I am delayed on this by about a week and was meant to get an episode out to you actually tomorrow, but I am setting us up for the week after. I'm just recording a few episodes ahead. We also got a new puppy. Her name is Leia. Indy, our first dog, absolutely loves her, and they have been sick. And then we got a little bit sick and it was a little bit manic. So I decided to just kind of put a little hold on everything. And now we are restarting. We are getting absolutely back into it. I am so excited. I had a lovely time. I am now married. I've had a really good break and I'm excited to talk to you guys. And this episode actually came from a recent client, and it kind of touches on a very early episode that I did really early in the podcast about what coaching is, etc. And I want to talk to some of the more, I guess, seasoned people who are kind of aware of coaching. And I want to talk directly to you about when you feel like your coaching isn't working, like your coaching practice, or the things that if you are a longtime listener, you've been listening to the podcast and you're wondering why it hasn't been like sticking in. And I want to touch on that a little bit more and give you, as I always do, a metaphor. This one a little bit, not exactly a work topic, but it relates just as much, and I'm going to be using it as work as well. And also what I'm trying to relate back to is if some of you have been at your corporate jobs and there's been some good times, there've been some bad times, and then maybe you are up leveling, you're doing some new things, or you're going towards that promotion, you're working towards it, and these old habits are just coming back in. Some of these old thought patterns, some things that you originally thought, hang on a minute, this feels like I'm thinking this before, I'm thinking all this negative stuff again. Why is this happening and how do I resolve that? Like, I thought I was feeling, you know, good enough and now it's coming back. Why is that? And that's what I want to touch on. And I want to touch on my example using my dog, really, my second dog. We always wanted to get a second dog. Indy is so we have a Cavoodle, or some places across the world call them Cavapoos, and they are very sociable creatures and he needs a little buddy. He just loves people, but he needs just a little friend to be kind of playing around with around the house. So we decided to get a second dog. And what's really interesting is the first time we got the dog, because I had never experienced before, I found it extremely stressful and I did not enjoy it because I was used to having guinea pigs and they are completely different temperament and, you know, management style altogether. And this time around, even though, like, some of the, you know, she's a little bit more quieter, etc., she's had like different challenges and stuff, it just felt like I could cope with it a lot more. As in, the things that she was doing that were similar to Indy, I felt like, oh, like, I don't need to necessarily be freaking out about this. I'll give you one small example. Is I used to get so upset when Indy used to see me like put something in the bin outside and he would just lose his collective shit and just be barking, etc. And I used to get really upset about it because it's like we'd go to another room, we'd keep him in his crate or something, he could see us and he was like freaking out. And I'm like, he can see us, I don't understand. What I didn't realize at the time is that the puppy, it's, you know, it's a new environment and it honestly literally thinks that it's going to be like left alone, separated from you forever. It like hasn't developed that routine yet. So same thing is happening with the new puppy, and I am not just causing any drama about it because I'm like, oh, she just doesn't know what's going on right now. She's new. She's just going to be crying. Like, I'm just not making it mean anything about me. And I noticed that she's had some different problems because she's been a little bit ill. She's totally fine, just normal puppy stuff. But I didn't have the exact same brain drama around it because I knew that we had similar stuff with Indy and I was able to get through it. Now, okay, so how does this relate to work and your corporate job? I think what happens is we forget that what you're dealing with is the same scenario, but just in a new level, a new environment. And what happens a lot of the time, and the reason this didn't happen to me with Leia, is because I am a coach and I also get coached, and I was able to kind of bring my brain back because I was like, oh my God, it's happening again. Like, this is going to suck, etc. And I was able to pull myself out of that. I see this a lot with my clients. I still do this myself at work, is that we'll have a new project, we'll be going on to like a new struggle as such, or a growth opportunity. I hate that. I really do hate that. Because sometimes I literally internally am like, I don't want to grow anymore. But they are. They honestly are growth opportunities. But when I'm talking to my clients, I'm not the type of person, you've heard me on the podcast, especially if you're new or a long time listener, I'm not going to be framing it all the time to you as a growth opportunity, because a lot of the times we need to validate how we're feeling first before we can change our mindset. And for a lot of you, it's, this is really a real struggle. This is really stressful. This is making me feel completely worthless right now. And what I'm seeing a lot of is, I was feeling great. Everything was going really well. This shift has happened, whether there's been a structural change, a new project, a new manager, etc. And it's all coming back again. Well, let me tell you from a scientific perspective what's happening. It's literally, if there is a change in the environment, your brain's going to revert to back to what it knows and back to what worked well for it, which is your old thoughts, your old habits, right? So really simply, if for you, you used to overwork and somehow you were able to, like, you know, if you've heard my story on the podcast, what I've done to get through that, and then, I don't know, you get a new manager, a new boss, and maybe you're thinking, oh, I have to start doing that again to create safety. That's what your body wants. It wants to create safety again. And really, how you got yourself out of the other issue, or how, or at least from my example, how I was able to get myself promoted 2 times in under a year, actually do more in less time, was to actually stop overworking. And I learned how to work smart. But to learn how to work smart is, I had to learn a new habit. I had to trust that habit. I had to trust that rest and taking breaks is safe. Like, a whole heap of things on that. And I had to deal a lot with self-worth around, you know, proving myself if I'm good enough, etc. So the same thing happens, right? You go into this new environment, you revert back. So this is what was happening. I'm giving a dog example because this is what was happening with me with a dog originally, a few days in. And then I caught myself and I was just immediately like, no, we are not doing this. We are not going to make this painful again. They only stay so little for so long. Like, she is 2.5 kilos. She is an absolute, she's a rabbit. She just bounces around. She's adorable. And I want to enjoy this time. I want to be present with this time. And I know that I can get through all these, like, mental little things and, you know, the organization and management around that. Now, that sounds really easy to do, and it comes with a lot of practice and working with a coach. But you need to be focusing on is, like, don't be freaking out is what I've been saying to, like, my clients, including myself. Don't freak out if this happens. This is completely normal. Okay, you're going to revert back to your old habits when something new is happening. That is completely normal. Your body is just like, the old stuff feels safe, so I'm just going to move back to that. Nothing has gone wrong. Especially if deep down you are not feeling like you are enough or a good fit for the new position, role, that, you know, perception of that, you know, new manager, whatever it is, they're all normal as well. You've just got to continue to do the work. And this is something that I have been also honing in on with myself and my clients, is that you are always going to be consistently evolving. There's always going to be new things for you to be working on, coaching yourself on, and working through. That's totally fine. Like, and that's a good thing, because if you want to be living this really passionate life where you are loving your job, where you are going into these new positions, these new roles that you really want to be in, guess what? It's going to challenge you and it's going to stretch you. That's part of it. That's part of it. And that's totally fine. So it's going to feel normal that way. But what we don't want is, like, the added mind drama of us consistently, like, berating ourselves and then getting us back into, like, a burnout spiral, etc. So what you need to be doing is honing in on the extra work that I have been talking about. So again, really looking at all the thoughts that are popping up. And this is great. This is going to really strengthen a good muscle for you, because then you'll be able to see very quickly, especially if you're a long time listener, how are these thoughts impacting my life again? How are these thoughts that I used to have, or, you know, back when I started working either with Michelle or listening to the podcast, how are they impacting, coming back, you know, uprooting their evil head and popping into my life again? And what is it that I need to be doing and consistently proving to myself? And how can I use this as an opportunity to actually prove to myself that even without some of the evidence that my brain is craving for safety, whether it's that like your boss likes you or that you just, feel like a sense of competency, whatever it is, how can you prove and believe that almost before those results are there? Because that's what you need to do. You need to be believing in yourself to create these results, whether it's, you know, that promotion, et cetera, and stuff like that. And there's a level of safety with that, especially if you, like me, and it's what I've typically seen with some of my clients, is a lot of needing that evidence, that concrete proof, that whether it's like more certifications, another degree, a master's or something to prove that, like, yes, I am enough for this role. And then shocking news, they do that and they don't feel enough. And it's because deep down you are just believing that you are not enough and you are trying to use something external to get that validation and it's not working. And even if it's like, I don't know, you want to look good in front of your new manager, same thing. You're looking for that praise, that reassurance or something like that. But again, this is where like the models that I talk about are so important, because when you're putting that in there, how are you acting? If you are freaking out and like overworking, are you then getting stressed? Are you then missing things, etc.? And then almost proving what you're thinking, which is like the person doesn't like me. Almost true. I say almost true because I don't want to then use that to freak people out, but it's like a snake eating its own tail. Sometimes when we are believing these things about ourselves, we are then creating evidence because we are acting out from that place. Especially if you're acting out from a place of anxiety, you are not going to be able to be thinking clearly and pragmatically. So this is especially important, why I say all the time, asking yourself why or why is that a problem whenever a thought pops up, to find those, what are those root thoughts that are kind of rearing its head. For me, it's always the same one thought, which is I'm not good enough and I just need to consistently be doing the work. And another thing that might be popping up for you is like, Michelle, so what do you mean? Like, I have to consistently be working on myself? Yes. Unless you want to stay where you are, which is totally fine as well. If you just have a position or like, I don't know, somewhere in life that you just want to, like, this is enough, that's okay. But if you, like me and like the people that I work with, again, high achieving corporate women, not saying that you're not high achieving, but what I see are these very driven women who want to keep pushing themselves, keep doing things, keep, like, whether it's getting those promotions, taking on those new projects and enjoy it at the same time. I don't want this to be, this is what happens. You get that new promotion, you take on that new project, and then all these old habits pop up, all this self-doubt appears, you burn out, you hate your job, the cycle continues, and you just reinforce that you're like shit at this. And that's not true. Like, you can enjoy the growth opportunities, or you can start to see them as growth opportunities like I am. And look, some days I am not seeing them as growth opportunities. I am just like, I want to be in the corner in the pit and just hate everything right now. The difference is I know how to get myself out of the pit to really see that what I'm doing, what I'm able to do in my corporate job, what I'm able to do here with clients, etc. Like, I'm living my perfect life right now. This is really good. And I need to be enjoying the journey as I work towards all my goals, whether it's my business, my career, etc. That's important. And that is where I want to invite you to sign up and get in on the waitlist for the Epic Work and Life program. This is where I work with you one-on-one in depth in a 6-month container where we can escalate those results. You're not waiting 2 or even 5 years for that promotion. You are getting that. You are getting these results in a such shorter time frame because you are learning key skills like how to stop overworking, do more in less time, be confident, show up for yourself, showcase your work, which is going to escalate those results dramatically. You're going to be getting that promotion in faster time and enjoy it. That is the most important part because no one wants to be burnt out, etc. So link is in the show notes to sign up for the next cohort. I will be announcing that in the next few months. I am completely fully booked at the moment and I will see you next week. And I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited. Like, I've got some stuff planned. I'm kind of scrolling away in the background, but I feel like, especially with the wedding and the whole, you know, leave and everything, I've had a bit of a slowdown towards the end of last year and, you know, this quarter. And I'm really excited to see what this 2024 brings. So I'll see you then. Bye.
Hey.
Are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge, how to disconnect from work and enjoy your weekend again in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top 3 most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.